This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop talking and start talking. Is that it?
That's right.
Start talking.
Talking to Meredith about his tea.
Yes. It is 7 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The reluctant hero of the Good Day gang. I am your faithful servant, W. Steffens, with Rich McFadden. Some kind of a jokester or a jerkster gets on a plane and starts kidding about Ebola.
Dumbest guy in America today.
The frustration... because of what's going on with the Ebola virus and how to contain it. American Marines have arrived in Liberia now with supplies. They've been in Guinea, and I don't think they were in Nigeria, but now total up to about 3,400. And I asked earlier why it was Marines instead of people in the Army, or why this particular service, they better trained. And then I get off on a kick, Richie, about the training in general for those who are in the service. Is it better if you're a Marine? And there seemed to be an agreement that there was better training if you were a Marine than if you were going into the Army. Navy, different. Air Force, different. But we always think of the Marines as being on the ground and Army as being on the ground. And so it's interesting. There's more pride, isn't there, really? If you're a Marine, do you feel more pride than if you were in the Army?
Oh, you just started something you don't even know.
I think that is an interesting reflection there. 888-302-3684.
The Army guys are all over you right now. Good, and the Marine guys are going, yes, sir.
Okay, so in terms of this jackass who was on the plane, what's that story? You seem to have
they haven't identified him now, but apparently he sneezed and then yelled out, I've been to Africa.
Oh, great.
He was on flight 845, landed on a Caribbean island, and it was on his way to Punta Cana. And then he yelled out, I have Ebola. So they came and got him. Mm-hmm. Blue suit guys rushed him off the plane, and he was heard yelling then, I was just kidding. Stupid.
Okay, so you're stupid. That's it. Nothing to joke about. It's kind of like people joke about having a gun in their bag when they're getting on a plane.
When you're on an airplane,
nothing funny about that.
There's nothing funny. You are going to alarm somebody, and some people will not see it as a joke, and you're going to get arrested.
Mm-hmm. And you deserve to be.
And you deserve to be.
Right, exactly. Okay, the same-sex couple situation has changed rather dramatically in this country this week. The Supreme Court has decided that it's okay for people to marry if they're gay. I think there were 30-some-odd states, 31 states that allowed, and then there were challenges. And,
right.
And then it seems to be rather confusing. But there are a number of couples who are exchanging their vows in the marriage capital of the world, Nevada. This weekend, tons of gay people. There's been a dizzying legal fight. They've been waiting for days, many of them, who have been in I was going to say Atlantic City, but I don't know. If you're gay, you can get married in New Jersey, right? But nobody wants to go to Atlantic City. Is it just the weather? Why doesn't anybody want to go to Atlantic City? Same casinos. Well,
Atlantic, you will get mugged. Atlantic City is like this dumpy town with beautiful Taj Mahal style casinos in it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, when you walk out of the casino, it's a ghetto.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and now that Massachusetts, Maryland, everybody else has casinos, nobody needs to go to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
It's hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are coming to America. Remember that movie with
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, right? Coming to America.
Arsenio Hall.
Yep. Emigration with an E rising dramatically for Cubans coming to America. now that the restrictions have been relaxed on coming here. What I don't understand, haven't understood, and frankly am annoyed about is our relationship in general with this island nation, Cuba. For many years, you have heard me off and on extol the value and virtue of being open to doing business with Cuba. If we can do business with China or other communist countries, why do we have this absolutely foolish, ridiculous attitude toward the Cubans who are doing business with Cuba or allowing them to... Wait a minute. Charlotte's not interested in this story. Can you imagine that?
Just taking a little nap.
I don't know, hold on just a second. Let's hear her, see if we can hear her.
Charlotte would love Cuba. It's nice and warm for her.
Yeah. She was loudly snoring a minute ago. My faithful companion, Charlotte. There she is. Can you hear?
No.
There's no internet. Hold on just a second. Shh, everybody be quiet. This is Charlotte and her attitude toward it. There.
Yeah, I hear. It's funny. Your greatest fan.
God love her. You're the most wonderful being. All right, so anyway, the dialogue and diplomacy between the United States and Cuba, why do we not have normal relations? This may be the only thing that I think about Obama that's good at the moment. He says that we need to be looking at the current state of affairs. The Brookings Institute this week, Richie, brought together a lot of scholars on Latin America and foreign policy, and the discussion centered around a book written by one of the panelists entitled Back Channel to Cuba. The National Security Archives have lots of books and study, but it goes into depth the historical foundation of relationships between our country and Cuba. And then the decades-long embargo on Cuba.
Well,
come on.
I used to be on board with the kind of, okay, they're a communist government.
Nonsense.
But now it's so close to Miami. Open it up. Let tourism happen there. Let the people of Cuba buy salad shooters on Amazon.com. Capitalism will make changes.
Of course it will. Change the island. Apparently, Mrs. Clinton.
If you make it like Punta Cana or like one of the Caribbean islands,
right,
where everybody goes there for tourism,
I'd rather go there than go to Mexico. I don't want to go to Mexico, but I would like to go to Cuba. I'd like to go to Cuba. Cuba's and Mrs. Clinton has made this sort of a cause célèbre. She wrote about it in her last book, and she said that she is pushing the president as well. So there are a lot of diplomats, a lot of people who are pushing the president to normalize relationships with Cuba. So at least he'd have something in his belt, a notch in his belt that was positive when it came to something like this. If he doesn't do it, look for her to do it as soon as he gets elected. Yes, I'm telling you right now, Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States.
You think?
Didn't say I was going to vote for her. I just said that's what I think the reality is. 14 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on, and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
This Columbus Day weekend during Guitar Center's Fall Savings event, save up to 70% on guitars, drums, keys, DJ recording, and more. Like an Epiphone Les Paul electric guitar or a Fender acoustic guitar, just $89 each. A Simmons electronic drum kit, now just $288. Howard PA cabinets, only $129 each. Or D'Addario bass strings, just $10 a pack. Plus, get low monthly payments with your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Ah. I was thinking, I was trying to come up with a song about the Cubans flocking to America. Remember, coming to America, what's that? What is that?
La 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 in America. Mm-hmm. From West Side Story, is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yep. Yes.
There you go.
Okay. Farm news, a lot of farm news. A surprising patch of methane. The potent global warming gas, so say some, hovering over the southwestern part of our country. The EPA has underestimated leaks of natural gas. That's not natural gas. The stuff that you burn in your furnace or the stuff that you burn in your stove is not the same stuff as comes out of cows. And yet they try to convince the people at the EPA, try to convince everybody that the methane from cows is the same and we have to eliminate cows in order to save the planet. Yeah, right. I don't think so. There is a new, speaking of farm news, Richie, right to farm constitutional amendment in Missouri. A lot of news from Missouri this week, and it's not a good one. The right to farm in my state, in Massachusetts, we have the right to farm, the right to farm bylaw. Town of Framingham, where
What's
I live,
that mean? What's right to farm mean?
Means that the government will not interfere with the normal operations because of nuisance value. There is the people on the Board of Health or the people who are in the building department or people who are local officials who don't understand farming. And what really is done is farmers are usually isolated from normal building rules or requirements because they understand, those who understand farming, that the way we build things and what they're used for is different. And, you know, there are other things. Like, I was harassed for a while because some of the manure on my manure spreader was falling on the road. The Board of Health got involved. For heaven's sakes, manure is organic. It washes down the street. It's really good for whatever's on either side of the street. But they didn't even know that. They think manure, by its very nature, is bad, when manure, by its very nature, is good. There are a new wave of state right-to-farm laws meant to stop environmental regulations, and a lot of the animal rights activists protect agriculture. One of the bad sidelights from my point of view is that the industrial-scale agricultural people are getting involved in this, and they want no restrictions on some of the things that we really do need. They're clouding all of this. They're clouding the local war movement. Those people really want to see. We should have a song, Stand By Your Farm.
Stand By Your Ham.
No, it isn't the same thing. Pigs aren't on all farms. What's the matter with you? 21 after the hour.
Be on my farm.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy.
Musicians in the news here on Good Day, 24 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden. Jennifer back on Monday along with Kenny. Paul Simon got a gold record on this date, 1973, for this song. Love Me Like a Rock really set me when I was a disc jockey. Whatever the reason, I loved it, this song. Couldn't get enough of it. Crank it up, Richie, will you?
Love me, love me, love me. When I was born to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Something about this.
Voodoo.
Couldn't sit still listening to this, playing this record.
Consummated man.
Didn't change the boss's point of view, though. He just told me to shut up and play the music. He put up with me for a long time, though. 1971 to 1974, telling me to shut up and play the music. The reason he did is because I was doing a countdown. I had an afternoon show that was on after I was teaching. I was on the air on a Boston FM music station from 4 until 7. And then I had a Sunday morning countdown show from 9 until noon, which was the most listened to Sunday morning program on the radio. So I didn't get paid a lot of money, but he put up with me because there was...
Because you didn't get paid a lot of money.
Well, maybe that was it. But I also had some ratings. And that was at that time.
Hey, man. Ratings for not a lot of money?
Yeah, right.
Bonus.
I'll take that. All right, next up in the musical review department... Number one song this day, 1970, went to Neil Diamond. Remember this?
Crackling will the gate on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more go. Taking it slow.
This is his first number one song, Richie.
And love, don't you know?
Great song. That was great. I was so fortunate to be a disc jockey in the time of this great pop music. This was his first song that made it to number one. Number one pop music chart for the first time, Cracklin' Rosie. Not about who you thought it was about.
Great song.
About drinking, Richie.
Bottle of wine.
Yep.
Oh, love, my rosy shine.
You got the way to make me happy.
Drink a bottle of wine and you'll be happy.
Here we go.
That's what Jennifer says. Number two, when he got the pinnacle point again with Song Sung Blue, which is his second number one song. Happened at this time in 1972. So that is music item number two. Let's play a Willie Nelson song.
Good morning in America.
How are you? One of the more unusual music-related items to hit the auction block this week. Since John Lennon's tooth. A set of Willie Nelson's trademark braids sold to the highest bidder this week for $37,000.
Get to the people.
People are crazy.
What in the world are you going to do with those?
$37,000 for Willie Nelson's braids. There were 2,000 items up for sale.
I don't remember him.
Oh, he had long hair. And it's grown back again. So he had a number. This was the Outlaw Country estate of Waylon Jennings, and he had bought. Right, I guess Willie gave him the braids. And
what kind of a friend is that?
What, giving
him hey man, here's my hair.
I don't know.
I couldn't figure who else to, what else to get you, so I just figured I'd cut my hair off.
By the way, these braids go back to 1983 when his hair was red. Willie Nelson.
Stupid people.
Johnny Cash had a birthday party for Waylon Jennings in 1983, and Willie gave him his hair as a present. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Crazy.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Therapy dogs help people with many issues, blindness, PTSD, even Alzheimer's.
Just having him with me, it lessens my fear, and it gives me the ability to move around publicly more than I ever could before.
Rick Phelps has Alzheimer's. His therapy dog makes sure he follows a few rules.
I'm not supposed to use the stove when my wife isn't here. It's just not a good thing. I burn up more pans than we want to remember. But what he's trained to do, if by chance I am cooking here on the stove, he lays in front of the stove, and if I happen to walk out of the kitchen, that's when he just gets up and he starts barking and just carrying on.
Rick's dog takes him for walks, finds his wife in a crowded mall, and monitors one of his meds.
He watches me, and if I don't put that Excellent patch on when I lay in bed, he actually gets up and nudges my shoulder like, hey, you forgot this, you know. He's done that many, many times.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business card?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
This Columbus Day weekend during Guitar Center's Fall Savings event, save up to 70% on guitars, drums, keys, DJ recording, and more. Like an Epiphone Les Paul electric guitar or a Fender acoustic guitar, just $89 each. A Simmons electronic drum kit, now just $288. Howard PA cabinets, only $129 each. Or D'Addario bass strings, just $10 a pack. Plus, get low monthly payments with your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss the incredible savings now.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Join us in a few minutes. You got a new next door neighbor. Lots to talk about. Meanwhile, other things are going on in the world. The students at Harvard, at least some students at Harvard this week, got together for a protest.
What are they protesting now?
For the United States of America.
Well, of course.
They say they believe in America. But they think that America and not the Muslim fanatics who behead innocent people are the biggest threat to world peace. We're more of a problem than ISIS.
Hmm.
I just wanted to pass that along.
So they agree with everybody over there fighting for ISIS. And
it's
their prerogative. As I just stared down at one of the news sites that I have open, it says, I saw the headline, Hillary Clinton thinks that ISIS is greater than Al-Qaeda.
Bigger problem.
Uh-huh.
It is.
And it struck me, when will Al-Qaeda get tired of this, being second fiddle, playing second fiddle to ISIS?
Go to war with them.
Exactly.
Let's have Al-Qaeda go to war with ISIS.
You know,
let's give them some arms so they can go to war. Let's give Al-Qaeda
like
MS-13
fighting the Crips and the Bloods.
Yep.
Let them all just take each other out.
Right.
Hey, why don't we get that going? Hillary's brilliant in this, okay?
She's brilliant. She's
an expert. She's goading Al-Qaeda on.
Go get them.
They're better than you are. You know that, don't you?
888-302-3684. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Now can I sing?
No.
Where, oh, where has our Kimmy gone?
Kimmy.
Oh, where can he be? Kim Jong-un is gone. The mystery.
He's at the members only
convention in Las Vegas.
Factory outlet trying to buy some jackets for his dearly departed dad.
Rumors are flying that Kim is ill, has the gout.
I think he's dead.
Has diabetes, problems with his ankles. They are also now looking at his younger sister, Kim Yo-young, maybe running the country. Kim Yo-young is Kim Jong-un's brother, sister. Kim Jong-un's sister is Kim Yo-young. Got it, Richie?
I got it.
Kim Yo-young may be in charge instead of Kim Jong-un. Kim Yo Young.
And now Fox News is reporting that he missed this his big celebration today.
Yeah.
Because he pulled a tendon in his ankle.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
I think he got knocked off by somebody in the military, and there's a coup going on.
Warwick, Rhode Island police chief, says there's a threat to elementary school students in his community. For some reason or another, children have been talking about beheading. The fellow who's the police chief says the threat specified a beheading is planned in a school. Cranston, Warwick, and Johnston, Rhode Island, all have police officers saying they are monitoring schools because of the threat of someone being beheaded. You know what? This is the news media. The news media promoting, and also to a point, the internet, showing these videos of these guys beheading Americans and British journalists. That's where these young students are talking about people that they don't like. Instead of the old ways, let's kill, yada, yada, yada. No, let's behead them. What kind of a sickness are we creating here with this? This is sick.
Information overload.
Yeah, sick stuff. Nobody's being charged in the drunken brawl that involved a limousine full of the Palin family in Alaska. Sounds like things got out of hand with the host of the house party where it all happened, saying the Palins got into a fight that they ended up losing. Anchorage Police Department released a report that includes a couple of pages of details about the brawl, which happened after Sarah Palin's family and friends showed up at another friend's party. Accusations that Bristol Palin punched the host in the face, and then one of the other Palins tried to start a fight with his father. Bristol's the daughter, right?
Yes.
She's punching people now. Is she a tough guy?
Apparently.
So, do we care about this sort of thing? I've sort of resisted, and then I thought, this is kind of an interesting, silly little thing. Bristol Palin ended up on the ground during the fight. She punched somebody, and then somebody else punched her. She got into it. She was fighting with guys. She wasn't fighting with girls. What is this foolishness? And would we care? How is this different than anything else that goes on in some areas of the country, and I won't name the state, West Virginia, where there are things like this that go on all the time? Right?
Well, Alaska's pretty remote.
Yeah. Is it backward? No comment from the Palin family spokesperson.
Yeah, and why would you comment?
Sarah defended her daughter in a Facebook post. I love my Bristol. My straight shooter is one of the strongest young women you'll ever meet, apparently, physically as well as whatever other ways. So I have to say that is a proud mama right up there with her work ethic and heart. For those less fortunate, my children's defensive family makes my heart sore. Mm-hmm. But nobody knows what the fight was about, right? And does anybody care?
I've got to imagine when your mother is Sarah Palin, you probably confront a lot of people who say some pretty rude things.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, I would imagine you lose your temper.
Yeah. You think that happens when people know you work with me?
I've gotten in a fight over you before.
Really?
Uh-huh.
But other than with me?
No. Yes. Somebody that was attacking you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Who won the fight? But, really?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to know.
It got broken up before, so. But I put somebody up against a wall.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding. You never told me that.
Uh-huh.
All in
an elevator.
Wow. Richie, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, you remember him. One of our great former affiliate guys. That one's a big network.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, he was just, you know what? Just like Bristol Palin, you defend your friends and family.
Yep, you do.
And if somebody will not politely back down,
mm-hmm.
and they continue, you have to say, please, stop.
Yep.
Until sooner or later, they just keep getting in your face. You can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. You know who's like that? Meredith. That's one of the reasons I love her. She's always defending me. It's not like she has to always, but she's always there standing up for me and what I do.
Right. And I mean, a lot of people say a lot of things about you, and yeah. Many times they're right, but you know what? You're a good guy.
Thank you.
So I'll put up for
that. It's a bird. It's a plane. Look up in the sky. It's New York Comic Con. The New York Comic Con convention, 4-day celebration of all things. There was the Los Angeles Comic Con, what, last month? Now it's in New York. All things television, movie.
That's a big money.
Comic
there,
book. Teasers, spoilers. Fans will be there. I wonder, there's a lot of Disney interest in the new flicks Tomorrowland and Big Hero 6. Should we talk to Chucker about that?
Yeah, my kids want to go see that.
I don't know much about it. We'll talk to Chucker about that. A couple of quick football notes, then Uri Geller is going to join us. On the today's page, today's show page at DougStefan.com, a fan who used a laser pointer to try to distract Buffalo Bills players has been banned from future events at Ford Field.
Stupid.
How stupid is this? If you didn't hear the story, the fan used a laser during the Bills' 17-14 victory over the Lions, including during a couple of field goal attempts by Dan Carpenter, the Bills' kicker, once on a 50-yard miss and the other on a 58-yard kick in the final moments. The head coach said he saw the laser a couple of times. Quarterback Kyle Orton noticed it also. The Lions identified the fan, who boasted of his actions on Twitter, admitted his actions to team officials. Now he can never go to the stadium again.
He should be in jail.
Story at DougStefan.com. He should be in jail.
He absolutely should be in jail. Really? I think, how do I know that that's not a rifle pointed at Kyle Orton's head?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the other circumstance, I mean, that's it. Are we now going to have to, see, this is what this is all about. We're going to have to check people out now when you go into a baseball game anyway. They check your pocketbook.
You know, sort of and they loosely do it. I mean, I went to that 18-inning Nats game Saturday night, and they loosely check your backpack. And don't think when you look around and you see 34,000 people all together on a nationally televised event, that for a split second it doesn't pass your mind.
Right. Okay, another item from the NFL today. A former executive, as a matter of fact, said that teams did not discipline players in hundreds of domestic violence incidents during his 30 years with the league.
Sure.
He said he now regrets his role in the failure to take action. Jerry Angelo, I remember his name.
It's because they all were cashing the checks, and they wanted to sweep everything under the rug, so they could keep cashing the checks.
Yep. General manager of the Bears.
Now they realize that fans aren't going to support anymore. Teams full of thugs and criminals and wife beaters and child molesters, and they got a clean house.
Why would you expect anything better from the Palin family if all of this, there's so much violence on? There's violence everywhere. So everybody, you stand up and if you get into a little tussle, have a little too much to drink, okay, well, football players do it every Sunday. They beat up the opposition. I'll beat you up. That's the kind of thinking we're living around. Anyway, Jerry Angelo said that he knew it was wrong. For whatever reason, I just kind of let it glide.
Because he was cashing the checks. He's got a nice fat house to sit in.
Right. Yep. All right, so that story as well at DougStefan.com. 16 before the hour, 2 minutes away from Uri Geller, who's going to tell us about his new next-door neighbor, among other things here on Good Day.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
Kohl's has has brand new big home names to fall for. Whip up delicious with KitchenAid and 10 to 33% off Cuisinart. Pick up Food Network gadgets to 25% off. Fluffy Chaps towels just $12.99 each. Find 30% off Disney bedding and clean up with 10 to 15% off Dyson. Save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. And visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family pass. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Thursday through Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart Pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is going to be a fun conversation. 14 before the hour, my friend Uri Geller, mystifier, paranormalist, and next-door neighbor to George Clooney now. I was trying to visualize this. I've been to Uri's house many, many times. He's got a great home on the Thames in a little village called Sonning. And now it was announced this week that, hello, anybody coming? Who's coming to dinner? Anyway, you are going to have George and his wife as a neighbor. What's that doing to the local gossip in the... This is a little... I'm talking about a little town, folks. There are, what, 100 people that live in this village, if that? How many people live there?
Well, do you know what? I don't really know how many people live here, but it's funny. I've been here 34 years, and I don't know how many people live here. I would say 200.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm remembering there's nothing in town. There's a pub, there's a cemetery, and a bunch of houses. That's about. That's all I remember about.
Yeah, but no, it's one of the most beautiful villages.
It's a great little town. I'm looking at a and an overhead shot of George Clooney's new house, and it looks like it's surrounded by a moat.
It's really a small island, because if you look, the main river is the River Thames, and then there is the backside of the house is another kind of riverette that comes around the house, and it is actually it circles the house, which makes it an island. And it's a gorgeous house, very old. It's a historical house. I think the New York Daily News goes into detail describing the house with pictures. And believe it or not, about 15 minutes ago, a helicopter landed on my helipad. And by the time I ran out to take a picture, who is trespassing on my helipad, he zoomed away. Mm-hmm. So there are helicopters hovering above George's house since the morning.
Isn't this silly? And people make such a big deal.
You know, paparazzi are taking pictures, but that will ebb away, you know, mm-hmm. and it's just great to have George Clooney, who played me in a movie, recent movie, called The Men Who Stared at Goats.
Really?
That's right.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
How did I miss that one?
I don't know how you missed it, but
have you ever met him? Keller. Do you know him?
What?
Have you ever met him?
No, I've never met him. Mm-hmm. But I know Kevin Spacey, who had something to do with the movie. I think he also played in it.
Right.
And Kevin liked a book by a writer called John Ronson, who wrote about the secret paranormal works at the American Defense Department and the CIA in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He read John Ronson's book, and I guess he said, I want to make a movie out of this film, out of the book, and he got George Clooney to play, he played basically me, mm-hmm. because at one experiment, I was asked to stop a heart of a pig, and that's why the movie is called The Men Who Stared at Goats.
The Men Who Stared at Goats. Oh, I have to find this. When was it out? How recently?
About 3 years ago.
Yeah, how the heck did I miss that? All right. So anyway, it's kind of fun.
2004, actually.
Is it? Okay. All right. I just think that is kind of fun. This is a wonderful little village. You would never see it. You wouldn't find it, even though it's not far off the main road. You just wouldn't expect it there. And so that's, I'm sure, why Clooney wanted to be there. The two famous people in the town, George Clooney and Uri Geller. That's a good story. I like that. Uri Geller's website is fun. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Personality, you cease to be a filthy animal. Is that true?
Well, we have to be talking about one charming pig. I mean, he had to be 10 times more charming than that arm on Green Acres, you know what I'm saying?
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
I mean, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. Yeah. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
Gale with Miserlou from the movie Pulp Fiction, number one movie this week in 1994.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention they show shows, right?
20 years ago.
Wow. It reinvented John Travolta.
Yeah, it sure did.
Absolutely. Brought him back.
And Samuel L. Jackson really got a boost. He'd been around, but this is where he gets started.
Absolutely.
As well. All right, so this is Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is off today. I'm going to go over, as well as I can, the movie The Judge with Robert Downey Jr. And also, I think, one of our great, great, great character actors, a man who, on his own, Robert Duvall has done so much good stuff. I'm a big fan of his. And this looks like a pretty interesting, tempting movie to take in. So let's talk more about that, because that's the big news this weekend in movies on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
This Columbus Day weekend during Guitar Center's Fall Savings event, save up to 70% on guitars, drums, keys, DJ recording, and more. Like an Epiphone Les Paul electric guitar or a Fender acoustic guitar, just $89 each. A Simmons electronic drum kit, now just $288. Howard PA cabinets, only $129 each. Or D'Addario bass strings, just $10 a pack. Plus, get low monthly payments with the Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Monday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Actresses in the news. Queen Elizabeth has made Angelina Jolie an honorary dame of the most distinguished order of St. Michael and St. George at Buckingham Palace today for her work to combat sexual violence in war zones. Now, if you've seen some of her movies, I don't know, it may be that she's working off the screen, but some of the things that she does on screen are counter to that, yeah. It seemed to me, anyway. All right, big news, the big reviews are focused on The Judge, movie starring Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall, father and son. Robert Duvall is extraordinary in this, from what I have been told. Robert Downey, fast-talking, swagger, finds out his mother has died, packs a bag, says goodbye to his unfaithful wife and his adorable daughter, and jumps in his Ferrari to go to his hometown to work over what's going on. And the rumor is that his father killed his mother. So, Richie, what does Rotten Tomatoes say?
Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 48% thumbs up. Says it's a great cast, beautifully filmed, but thoroughly cliched. Right. Judge seems destined to preside over a large jurisdiction, basic cable afternoon viewing circuit. So, says it's a good movie, but it'll end up on cable.
Well, most movies do end up on cable. But in this circumstance, you know, Vincent D'Onofrio is in it as well.
Oh, yeah, we like him.
And Jeremy Strong. So, anyway, this is about
Rotten Tomatoes gives terrible, horrible, not good, no good, very bad day. 62% bad, says it's very forgettable.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm already intrigued by it because they don't like it. Isn't it interesting how that has... It's one of those things that has an impact, a negative impact on me. So I'm going to go see it. Big Meredith, go. You can take the wife and go see it, Richie, as well.
You're not a big fan of Steve Carell, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but he doesn't turn me off. He just doesn't.
You're going to go see The Judge.
He doesn't make me want to go see a movie with him in it. I would like to see a movie with Robert Duvall. He can open a movie.
Yeah, you'll go see that.
Robert Downey as well. All right, let's see where.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.